everyone, and welcome to episode 47 of the Legion of Blogcast. I am Jay Bowman. With me, as always, Mr. Wyatt Arndt, the stanchion. Wyatt, how you doing?
Dude, I guess I'm okay. I'm still worried about the vote for Pagani. I don't know if we're going to get
it. The big Pagani vote.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Stephanie Pagani vote.
We're working on it. I don't know. It's
been a hot topic of conversation with us and the entire staff here in the blog cave.
Yeah, so a lot of arguments have been made, you know, both pros and cons. So it's
We have charts, we got graphs. We got pie bars.
Yeah, we got home videos. Don't ask us how we got them, but we got them.
Yeah.
There's some stuff going on.
Not with us today. Unfortunately, producer extraordinaire, John Bowman, not here. John is crazy sick.
Got the plague.
Crazy sick. He's got, it's not the black plague. I think he's got...
The lesser one, the purple plague.
The purple plague.
Yep.
So he can come back from that. So hopefully next week we'll be recording. He'll be roaring back. Wyatt, some great news.
What's that?
A week has gone by, and the Canucks have not lost a hockey game.
I like it.
It's
been a while since this happened.
It's a foreign feeling now, but they did not lose this week.
That's really good news.
When's the last time we were able to say that? December? 2013? Was that the last time we were able to say that with such confidence?
Oh, December was a good time. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's a nice break from the losing.
Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely. You weren't on last week. We had Nate Leach pinch in, but we discussed the Leafs loss and all that. We're not going to go... There's a lot of questions about the Canucks for our Quitter segment. We're not going to go too deep into it, but that Canucks crawl across the halfway point finish line before the Olympics, or how...
There's like
you seemed very distressed from your tweets.
You know, everybody, like, they always say they're the five stages of, you know, grief and sort of thing, kind of go through that. And it's kind of like, I think there's five stages of the Canucks this year. And I think I just hit, like, you know, at one point I hit the anger stage. And at one point I just hit the kind of the depressed acceptance stage. Like, oh, at least, you know, they didn't lose by five. And it's just, it's hard to watch. And I know, obviously, there are reasons why they're losing with injuries and stuff. But it's still really depressing to watch.
It is, because they're not playing well. It's not like they're losing close games.
Yeah.
They, like... It's not like it's a joy to watch still. It's like, oh, they lost a tough one. It was really hard to see, but at least the Canucks are playing, and it's an exciting brand of hockey. It's awful.
Well, it's like when we had Vigneault here, and he had, like, I think Luongo's first year, he had a team that wasn't that good.
No.
And, you know, Jeff Callen was, like, a superstar at the time.
Rob Berrien
was flying. And they would win games just by working hard, and they weren't that talented, and they got to, you know, they got to Anaheim in the second round, Freeland Luongo, but they played well for what they were.
That second round with Anaheim, I consider that to be a win. That year, I'm like, you know what? Second round with this team, the way it is now, that's as far as I expected them to go.
Yep.
That's a good, solid foundation they've built. I was very excited about that run, even though it ended in five games.
Yeah, five
in the
games.
Second round.
Fifth game, Luongo putting his hand up.
Yep. Oh, no. I remember the play.
Yeah.
But
that's also the year that Lyndon had his Game 7 hero moment. That was the last moment I saw Lyndon
become
a hero.
Who else but the Canuck Wonder Boy?
I had his jersey on in the crowd. I was doing the whole, like, you know, jersey
pop. The jersey pop.
Yeah, I was so excited. Like, that was your hero for me, like, coming through one more time.
Oh, that was also that quadruple overtime Game 1.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was good memories.
That was a fun little run.
Like you
that
said,
was.
For that team, that was...
That was as far as they were going to get.
They tapped out.
You know what? That was that was good.
Yeah. This team now, though.
Me and Nate talked about this, and how weird is it after the years we've had to see players potentially want out to go to a contender?
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Deadline might be like, you know what? I could move on. That's one of the things they said. Like, Gillis keeps coming on the radio, and everyone asks him, like, would you be willing to, you know, ask a player to waive his no trade clause? And he steadfastly says, no, like, I won't do that. I made an agreement, and I stand by it, which... You know, a sidebar is stupid, but he says that. But now I'm thinking, like, maybe he doesn't have to ask them; they'll be asking him.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Gillis, you know, I'm okay with waiving it, and then he still gets away with it, right? Because, I mean, no trade clauses to me—that's not so much I'm never going to trade you. It's more of I want to say where I'm going.
Yeah.
That's all it means to
yep.
me. They want the idea to say they want it. They want some input on where they're going.
That's exactly it.
So I don't
it's
think
not like I want to be here forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's I want to make sure you don't trade me. You don't. Gut me and trade me to Edmonton.
Exactly. It's the no Edmonton clause, pretty much.
Yeah,
point,
pretty
right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a call it. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think a player like Gillis is like, Edler, we're going to have to, we're thinking of maybe trading you. No! How could you do that? Like, they don't care. Like, they'll, like, sure, they might be a bit upset, but they'll, like, listen to it and, like, they could find a better situation for themselves. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So, Gillis's refusal to even ask about it seems weird to me. So, I mean, it could be posturing.
Yep.
But if it's not posturing, then he looks like a liar when he does trade them. So this
yeah,
is weird. It's a weird position.
It's a weird, weird, weird position. But that to me is the strangest thing out of all this, is that players, after being like a hot free agent destination and being the contender players wanted to be traded to, to see people want to leave to go to a team that has a chance to win a cup.
Yeah.
We're still in that mode of, but we have a chance to win the cup, right?
Yeah. Like, do players, like, put little, like, notes under the door to Gillis who sees a note? Dear Gillis, please trade me.
No, they do it to Gilman.
Yeah.
Please tell Mike.
Yeah. It's not him, it's me. I just gotta...
Hey, maybe casually bring up to Mike that, you know, maybe Philadelphia's a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are getting to... just because there's no Canucks doesn't mean we don't have a team to cheer for.
Oh, we do.
Your hockey boner is fully erect for Shea Weber.
Shea Weber, do you see the man?
I do.
I'm sweating thinking about him. I just love him.
It's not going through the net, so he's lost a step.
Oh, but still, did you see that one goal? Like, I don't think it went in. It went in the net. It just came out like
it
a
just
rock.
Came out. Super.
It came out of the net faster than it went in.
Slightly slower.
No, faster. No. It went out faster than it came in. That's
when
Shea
you
Weber.
Slingshot around a planet in science fiction movies.
Yeah, see, he almost put it back in time. That's how fast it was. I love him.
Yeah, no, he's good. We got a lot of questions about the Olympic team, but we're going to obviously talk about that.
10 minutes of Shea Weber talk.
10 minutes of Shea Weber talk, of course.
Why it's Weber Corner.
It's exciting. And, like, I'm finding players that I really like. I get to, like, cheer for fully now.
Yeah.
I'm a big Tavares guy.
Oh, that guy's
love
amazing.
John Tavares. Yep. He's, you know, great. And who else do I really like? Duchesne. I like Duchesne a lot. Very fast. I'm a big Subban guy, too.
Yeah.
So it's great to have them. I'm a fan of Getzlaff.
Well, I'm thinking that I'm finding are guys I normally don't meet, may not see a lot. Like, I'm becoming a big fan of Petrangelo. I'm liking his game.
Yeah.
He was a good player, just a slick player. And
that's exactly it. You don't really, he kind of flew under the radar and stuff. Like, you expected Bomeister to make the team.
Yeah.
But Petrangelo came in, and not a lot of, you know, Canuck fans really know him that well.
But yeah, I'm liking him. And I get to hate players that I don't like Vlasic. I don't like him. I don't care for Vlasic.
Really?
I don't like him. He's one of those players that, yeah, he just kind of made the team, but I don't know if he should be there.
Yeah, I hate Duncan Keith still. Yeah. Always going to. Because, yeah, the personal things. It's not wearing the Canadian jersey for maybe one or two players every Olympics. Sorry, doesn't excuse things, as far as I'm concerned.
Corey Perry's number one for a lot of people on that list.
Yeah, no, for me, it's Keith and Doughty.
Doughty, yeah.
We'll talk about Doughty.
Doughty, yeah.
But, you know, he's lighting it up, which makes it so hard to be like, ooh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing they're saying. Like, apparently, what they're saying is that he's really struggling under Sutter's system. Like, Sutter's got that,
that
blue-collar work ethic, you know, grind it out, and whereas Doughty, if you unleash
skill
him.
Skill player.
Yeah.
Because I liked him years ago. When the Canucks played in 2010, I really liked Drew Doughty.
Yeah.
During the Olympics, I like Drew Doughty, but then it's the several years of the diving and the bullshit, because I hate that. I cannot stand that, and that's not an exclusive thing, anybody but the Canucks. I hate when the Canucks do it, too. Kessler, at times, is an embarrassment to the team, because of his diving and his flopping and all that kind of stuff. So I have that against Doughty forever, but you see what happens when he's not diving around and flopping, drawing penalties. He's scoring all these goals,
getting the puck on net. Yep.
Team MVP so far.
Well, he is, but I'm gonna give it to Weber. I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. I had Ham Hughes earmarked to be that guy.
It's 4 minutes of ice time last game.
Twitter erupted late last night. Everyone flipping out about the starting goalie news. Carey Price getting the nod for, I guess, earlier today's. Sunday's game against Finland. Thoughts?
That's why I honestly thought it would have been Luongo, because he did get the tougher game and he did make more saves. But the rumors behind the scenes are is that the Team Canada went into this thinking they wanted to go with Price.
Okay.
And so nothing really happened. The two goalies had non-event games pretty much, so it wasn't enough to make it seem like Price didn't do enough shitty things to be like, get him out.
I did not like at all. I wanted Luongo to start. I wanted him to have the same opportunity Berdur did. You know what you're in. If you slip or falter, you know, it's your job and your tournament to lose because you won the last one. And then by all means, put Price in there. That's fine.
Yep.
I did not much care for, so that being my attitude, I did not much care for the argument that Luongo got the shutout and Price let in that goal.
Yeah.
That Price, because that would have gone in depending on who's in net.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No matter who was in net, it ricocheted off someone's body in front and went to, you know. So Price, as far as I'm concerned, had a shutout.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's an obvious, like, my God, they're ruining the team by going with Price. They're both good goalies right now. I think Luongo's got the better resume for now, and it would have been fine to go with him. But yeah, it's not like we're going to be screwed with Price and net. Like, one of the things I see, like, you were saying, like, how, like, oh, Luongo got the shutout. That level of, like, like breaking it down to that level, it reminds me of, remember in 2010, the biggest thing was like people, that's, it was like a national obsession to prove Luongo sucked. It's like, oh, here's how Canada won despite Luongo.
Yep.
And it's like, that save, he would look shaky in that save. And it was so like, so the game against Price, he lets in that tip goal against Finland, and it was, no one's going to get that. That was a good tip.
Yeah.
But then after that, he had like a shaky save. If that had been Luongo in 2010, look, he looks shaky now. He barely made that save. Exactly. They were all over him. So like, I never want to get down
people
to that level.
People are lining up always to hate on Roberto Luongo.
Yeah.
Is that because he's the Canucks goalie?
I think he was Canucks goalie, and he had like, the Canucks were the top team. Everyone kind of, you know, hated the Canucks at that time. So I think that was one of the things. It was just, bad time. Like right now, Montreal, not many people hate them because they're not really like, you know, dominant team. They're kind of, they're kind of the Canucks are running middle of the road. So it's just, I never want to go to that level where I'm like, I see that. Like, he only made three saves there. He's a retarded. He's ruined despite him. Like, that's just frustrating.
Oh my God, I just thought of something horrible.
What?
What if that's how you know things are going to get bad? Or things are bad, is if people stop hating the Canucks so much.
Yeah, that's true. People actually supporting them.
That's when we know things are bad. It's like, you know, whatever.
They're a pretty good team. What? No, no.
No, no, hate us. Please, God, hate us.
Yeah, that's
hate
true.
Us. Hate us so hard.
Well, that's one of the funny things also about the Olympics. I see, like, you know, because I follow a bunch of other teams' fans, how much they like. They're like, oh, I finally get to cheer on Kessler. Like, that's their Corey Perry, because normally they
Ryan
hate
Kessler?
Him, right?
Yeah.
So now they finally get to cheer on Ryan Kessler. So that's kind of fun. It's fun. It's all seeing, like, you know, seeing Yager out there and Solani, like, just seeing some of the old guys out there. And I'm seeing guys who I thought were gone to the league, like, oh, they've been playing the KHL for last year. Like, Ozzie Vanden's playing. I'm like,
really?
He's a Canuck for a day. Like, it's weird. Yeah, so it's like, it's fun seeing these old names of players that are around still.
Now, as far as other Olympic events go, is there anything you've been super into? Anything you've been enjoying watching? Or are you just watching hockey and then that's...
No, I like to watch all the Olympic events when I can. Like, every time someone's going for a gold, for sure. One of the things, though, was, like, the men's figure skating. And I've always watched it. Like, my mom used to watch it all the time.
You talking about that awful choker, Patrick Chan?
Patrick Chan.
The embarrassment to the name. People, calm down. A silver medal is awesome.
It was fine, but it is, like, I understand completely that, like, because, okay, here's the thing. We had what? We had Brian Orser lost to Brian Boitano's best. I'm going to give some history here. Brian Boitano had the best skate of his life. Kurt Browning, he's the guy who would always got, he had the choke label before. He would always fall in the competitions.
Yeah.
Elvis Stoico had an injury 1 year, and then 1 year, it was the whole Russian judges were like, well, wait a minute. Stoico probably should have won, got screwed. So Patrick Chan finally here, he has a chance to get the gold. And yeah, the guy in front of him screwed up terribly. So that's the thing about perspective. Had Chan gone first, and then the other guy skated afterwards, it won't be nearly as bad. Because the other guy would have been like, oh, he just managed to get ahead of him. But the fact Chan had to go afterwards and just failed. Because
that's the thing is, I'm around this conversation with Jen, like, would you want to know?
Yeah.
Like, I think I would just approach it with blinders.
I agree.
And just be like, not even watch, not even know what the other guy did.
Yep.
And just go out there assuming that he had the most perfect skate of his entire life. And the only way to beat him is to be double perfect.
I'd rather do that, yep.
Yeah, not to go, okay, well, he fell. So he gave me a bit of room, so all I gotta do is go out there, do my routine, and not fuck up, or just fuck up once, and I might still have this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I would just prefer to just to not know, and just assume that, like,
yeah,
the guy had a great run.
I agree. So, I mean, I do understand, like, because Chan, like, that was probably the closest Canada will ever have, the easiest, quotation marks, road to the gold they'll ever have.
Yeah.
And he came short, so obviously it was tough to watch for that aspect, but, I mean, still, silver, like you said, that's still top in the world, right? So good for him, but it was just frustrating because it's like I've been watching him my entire life, like, when would a Canada guy win it? But I mean, like, what, 2 weeks from now I'm not gonna remember this, so it's not, yeah, like, it's not like I'm dying about this, right?
Yeah, like, I think it was Dave Wells, Brandon Burry had a tweet that says Patrick Chan don't need to apologize, like, people only give a shit about this for 3 days every 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not a you're not slighting the country, letting people down. I remember that girl in 2010. I don't remember her that well to know her name, but I remember that girl in 2010 who failed to qualify for, like, snowboard cross or for and skeleton or something.
Yeah.
Maybe luge.
She's making up events now. The luge skeleton cross.
The luge skeleton cross. Alpine luge skeleton cross moguls.
They strap a dead body and throw it down the track and see what happens. No.
Good athletes.
Yeah.
That sport. The best athletes. Where she screwed up. She didn't even make the qualifying round. And then, like, she tearfully apologized. Like, big press conference. She just, you know, lost her shit. That was one of the, I hate to say highlights, but one of the big memories of those 2010 games.
Yeah.
I love that snowboard cross.
Yeah.
That's an exciting... That's awesome.
Neat. I like some of those events, the kind of the extreme sports.
It's a race. Like, and they're all out there. That's not fun. Just like you go and you do your time and then here comes someone else
like
do their time. Yeah. And here comes someone else. Okay, you five, whoever comes in first gets the gold. Yeah. Second place gets a silver, third gets a bronze, rest you, fuck off.
It's basically like the SSX games. We ever played those or the snowboarding games where it's like a race. I was waiting for someone to punch someone and it's like, how to get down. But yeah, there's some fun events.
It's like Road Rash, they pull out the chain. Like the chain, they're swinging the chain over their head.
Those were good games.
Those were good games.
Yeah.
Now Canada, here's my thoughts on the Canada hockey. They could come in fourth, fine with it. Like, that 2010... winning gold on home soil against the Americans in overtime, like much like a Canucks Stanley Cup, that buys them, in my mind, one Olympics, maybe two, a falling on their faces, and, you know, I'll be disappointed, sure. But it will never, they gave me probably the best Olympic memory I'm ever going to have. It's the Crosby scoring the golden goal.
5-year rule, if you win a cup, 5 years, don't give a shit what you do.
Yeah.
So they had 2010, yeah, they can do whatever they want this tournament, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to be disappointed. Like, it'll be a little, you know, sad if they don't repeat or whatever. But if they lose to U.S. in the semis, then fuck it. Like, 2010, let's remember how amazing that was. I partied so hard that day.
Shame we'll let that happen.
He will. He will that to not happen.
Did you see him? He hit, like, Bergeron in the stomach. I thought Jordan would be dead.
Yeah.
Because he rocked into these, so bam.
Someone someone had a gif or something up of the cannonball hitting Homer Simpson.
Yeah, exactly.
In the belly. Are there any other Olympic things you're into? You a biathlon fan?
What have I been watching? I've been watching some curling. Sweep, sweep hard. I was really good on Jake, because I don't even like follow curling at all, but like he was one and two. I'm like,
these
two fucking guys, fucking guy.
For these 2 weeks you do. Yeah. You're an expert in curling.
And I know, it's all over. Like, how do you make that shot, you idiot? And, like, it's all over him.
Oh, terrible roll.
Yeah, come on. Sweep it too hard.
Spin it to the other side, idiot.
Yeah. Quarterback in the curling, which I know very little about. So yeah, that's been fun. What are the things I've been watching? I love the short track speed skating. That's cool. Yeah, Charles Amlin and stuff. That's fun.
All those, like, those athletes, their legs. If you just put those guys in shorts and said, and with these human beings who've been experimenting with splicing in horse DNA, you'd be like, okay, I can see that. That makes sense. Are you secretly maybe halfway kind of dreading the return of the Canucks season if this is going to keep going? There's another 2 months, 2.5 months of hopefully not of what we're seeing, but there's going to be more of that.
Well, we always talk about this off air, and one of our things is we kind of do, we like to do the more, I don't know, it's fun reporting, but kind of not less cliche. I don't know how to describe it. We kind of do like the lighthearted style of it, our approach. I don't know the best way to describe it is, but
Novelty,
yeah. No.
Von
Billion Act.
Well, let me tell you something about this coach. Why do you want to hear about this coach?
Quick, play us off.
Play us off, Johnny.
We kind of like get more of the lighter side of stories, and maybe stories that aren't as, you know, because players expect certain questions after games that are very cliche, and so we don't often do that, and sometimes they have to be more open-minded to get some of our questions. Let's say it that way, right?
Yeah, I don't like going into the room. We'll get into this question from Twitter, but I don't like going into the room after a loss just because, although it's refreshing to see that it, you know, it's not just a thing that happens to them. Like, they take that shit deeply. Like, it bothers them to lose. I like seeing that. I like that they care.
Yeah.
But not just having money fights.
Yeah.
We still get all this money, even though we lost. It's nice to see that it matters to them. But the mood is just so dour.
Yeah.
And it's not, we can't get much out of anybody. No. And, you know, rightfully so. If someone's having a bad night, which anybody on a losing hockey team is having a bad night, you don't want us, a couple bloggers in your face asking you, you know.
Come on, Henrik, pirates or astronauts?
Come on, Henrik. You've been on the fence of this way too long, my man.
We need to know. Would a pirate win a fight on the moon against an astronaut?
Who's going to win Best Picture, Daniel? Who's going to win Best Picture? I need to know.
Longo nailed it last year, though.
I'm using his pick again this year.
Good.
For better or worse, I got a bit. Yeah, it's 2 weeks until my big Oscar showdown.
Nice.
But
so yeah, like losing for us, like if they keep losing, it's harder to get, you know, some of our style of reports out there. And sometimes we have questions that are neat, like the Hemis one we asked them about.
Yeah.
Jack, but sometimes they're not as open to breaking down the game when they're in a bad place. Plus, it's some of the other reporters are really in, they're really in there, rocket fire. They kind of, it's tough.
They're asking those kind of questions because that's their job. Yeah. That's the role that they play.
Exactly.
It's so, to be in there and like ask them to, hey, relive this very specific awful moment you had during that terrible game where you lost and felt like shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it for the next thing.
Yeah. How did you feel when you gave that last minute goal? Oh, you know, not good.
Yeah.
So,
and here comes us. Yeah. Hey!
Yeah, exactly.
Your wacky morning zoo team.
So time we talk to Swamp Sestino, we've got questions about the color of his socks.
You're with J-Bo in the stench here on WLOB.
You've been stenched. Yes, it doesn't go right as well. So for that aspect, I want them to win. Also, just as a fan, we want them to win, right?
Oh, of course.
But, like, losing, it's... On one hand, it does bring a lot more readers. Like, when people are losing, people want to know why. And they will read anything to figure out why.
But that's, like, I don't know if I could speak for you here, but that's not really stuff that I want to, like, write, is analyzing why they're losing. Because what the, like, I'm just a fan. What the fuck do I know?
We can slip things in there that are kind of, they're so busy wanting to read, that's when they read more of our stuff. That's what I'm saying. It just brings the reads. Like, even if it's kind of a funny piece, maybe they're sick of the losing talk. We come in a funny
piece. And that's, let's all get together, have a bit of a laugh, calm down.
That's what we do. We bring the levity, right? So that's kind of the neat thing of that. Because when people are, like, super winning, like, a lot of times people are like, it's kind of like, you know, they left their slow cooker on and they walk out for a week. Oh, we're good. Everything's going fine.
Yeah.
It's once they start to lose, like, what the fuck happened? And they want to, like, read about it. So. Yeah, either way, we'll get something out of
it. It is an adjustment for us, because since we've been doing this, we've never had to write about a bad hockey team.
Yeah, they've been President Trophy winners, my friend.
That's right.
Just those playoffs, they went out pretty quick.
Yeah.
But then once they're out, like, we don't have to write anything, right? They're out. And it's kind of like, okay, well.
Well,
draft time, right?
Yeah, so let's talk about the draft. Baseball's happening.
Yeah.
We're 102 games into the 307-game baseball season.
Exhibition schedule.
The Grapefruit League is going strong. they're out of playoffs positions right now.
Yeah, well, they're fighting with Winnipeg for a playoff spot. What the fuck is that?
I know.
Winnipeg. The Jets might make the playoffs over the Canucks, which, on one hand, I like the Jets franchise.
Me too. I'm still happy for those fans. They got their team back. I love it. It's great.
They're a great fan. They have great, like, atmosphere. So if someone does beat out the Canucks, hope it's Winnipeg, but it's also depressing.
Yeah, I just don't want to see the Canucks steal the Giants marketing campaign. Champions under construction.
No, is that what they have?
And the signs. Have you not been to a Giants game this year? Okay, I've been to a couple. But the signs they have, like, it's like hard hat area, and it's like a hockey helmet.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's their slogan for this season, is Champions Under Construction. And it's a whole building, rebuilding motif that they've gone through. So they're accepting that, yeah, we're going to suck, but...
To be fair, they have been champions in the past. So they can get away with it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Vancouver couldn't champion. Like, what the fuck? They don't know champions. That's not going to work.
Yeah, I was at the Giants game on Saturday night. It was Brendan Gallagher.
Oh, Gallagher.
Ring of Honor night. So he was there. Came out to the Game of Thrones theme, which I thought was pretty ballsy. But yeah, he is the franchise leader in points and goals and all that kind of stuff. So
That's good for him.
Yeah, no, good for him. I can't say I wish we had him. I do wish the Canucks had him, but, like, he couldn't thrive here like he could in Montreal. That's a perfect marriage of playing style with, like, team playing style. Brendan Gallagher on the Canadiens.
He could be the next Burrows. Because Burrows isn't being Burrows.
Burrows is not being Burrows. But hey, man, that's one bold prediction we made in the paper in January. That's come true. We said Burrows would not score until after the Olympic break.
Nice. We nailed it.
Yes.
He's a blog nails one.
That's right. Getting bold with it.
That's why they pay us the big bucks.
They pay us big bucks?
Yeah. It's
coupons. Big coupons.
Yeah, Big Mac coupons.
That's why they give us the big coupes.
Yeah, we get all the coupes. They expire in 2 weeks. We got to use them quick.
Greek food coops.
Yeah.
Has Eddie Lack, is he worn his jersey? What's going on with the...
You know what? There's a couple things on the Eddie Lack front. One, I sent him a text saying, hey, Eddie, like, where's that jersey? You're like, you're screwing us over, buddy.
And we would have worn Sweden jerseys.
Yeah, I said for sure. And he sent me a text back saying, like, don't doubt me.
Okay.
And a winky, and yet nothing's happened.
So. How is doubt spelled?
Yeah.
D-O-U-G-H-T? Yeah. Is he on the doubt pun train? The doubt pun train?
Yeah, the doubty thing. So either something was lost translation, or he's lying to us, or he's just waiting for a good moment. He likes his timing, so maybe he's going to bust it out. But he has to, because we're going to be all over. If he reneges on this.
Do you know if, like, what their, like, media relations liaisoning is like during the Olympics? Like, are they just free to do whatever they want? Because I know Booth's out hunting gators, and that's probably not within the team's...
Well, here's some more information for both of us. Like, Eddie Lack, we've been trying to get him on the podcast. We're
trying to get him back on.
And they said no. They officially said no.
Okay.
Yeah, and they said they just can't do it. And during the Olympic break, because we asked about that specifically, and they said that they've asked none of the players to talk during the Olympic break.
Really?
Yep. They've asked him not to talk to any media during the Olympic break.
Okay, well, there you have it. If you're
hoping
we'd try and get Lack back even during the summer.
That was my next question. I said, okay, that's great. I understand.
Because I have, like, off-season. Yeah,
so what about the off-season? No response yet. I had to send like 8 emails to get one response.
I know, and it took us like, we both worked on that for like a while. We had the games like pretending like I didn't know that you had emailed them too.
Yeah.
And being like, just to double attack them.
Yep.
Oh, hey, I don't know if you've heard from Wyatt, but I was just wondering. Okay.
Well, I did one of the follow-ups as well, and I got the whole, like, oh, I thought I told you, like, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, I got one of those, like, I didn't realize that email was in there.
Okay, So we got,
I think we're getting pushed down a bit just because, you know, we don't have the status. Like, if we have, obviously, you see players doing spots on the radio and doing interviews, and I'm sure it's possible. I just don't think we have the club to get it done, to be honest. And that was one of the lines was, like, we appreciate that you have a previous relationship with Eddie Lack, but we can't do it. And I was like, I mean, we can't do anything. Like, we can't really.
What you're saying is, I've got to work on my impression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get the Eddie Lack down?
Well, I don't know. I got my Canada jersey, and it's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird. Yeah. Were you thinking of me? Yeah. So I mean, hopefully the off season maybe, but yeah. So this is one of the disappointing things.
Now we're almost in striking distance of episode 50.
Yeah, big 5-0.
Big 5-0. We should probably try and get to. Try and lock in a guest. There's someone we've talked to before who was around episode maybe 24 or so. He's was disappointed it took us so long to approach him and get him on the show. He wanted to be on like a milestone episode if he was that special a guest.
I don't remember. What?
He works for Sportsnet. We're not saying any names.
Oh, really? Is that what he...
Yeah, do you not remember?
No, I don't remember any of that.
The episode with that particular person.
Okay, I don't remember the
name. I gave him a big intro. I hyped him. I was like, yeah, a very special guest. Well, and he was like, well, if I was that special a guest, you think you'd have me on before, like, the 24th episode or something?
I wonder if we can get a couple of guests, like, just do separate segments, put on. That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You got to botch
it. We should do something nice for it. Yeah, let's do something nice. Because we can always just take the recorder and like record stuff remotely and then just assemble the show.
Oh, we should do the best, go to the locker room. Like, so what do you guys think of the 50th show of Legion of Blog? What? Just the reaction. What is that? I don't understand.
Like, Yannick Hansen when I asked him about his favorite Christmas gift. What? I don't know. A toy car.
What's your favorite episode? I don't know. 17.
17 was good.
That's amazing. We should totally do that. These are the guys we know. We're okay with like Luongo and Lack.
Lou, it's the 50th episode of the Legion of Longcast.
Oh, we got to do that. They might give us something fun.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because like on practice day, like Lack can talk to us then. We go in there.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot. What are your favorite memories of the show? You know what? What's your favorite umbrage?
Yeah. Is that a word?
It is a word.
Yeah.
It was the second episode. Yeah, well, that'd be fun to do. But we are thinking about it.
Yeah.
Episode 50 is coming up.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, we'll work on it.
We'll get some stuff going. Anything else?
Yes.
Been going on? You want to go down on someone?
No. If we had it's called Jurassic Park Quiz Time. Out of nowhere.
Oh, no.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, no. It's Jurassic Park Quiz Time. Oh, jeez.
Are you ready?
His name was Joffrey.
I wish we had music for this, but no, we got it.
If it's a question, which...
20 questions. 20 questions. What? Quiz time.
Holy shit. One sec. That deserves... I'm going to hold the soundboard up to the mic.
This earned it.
We're still here.
No, yes. Awkward silence.
Yep, we're still here. I just need to find the Jurassic Park.
What was your favorite awkward silent moment? Alright. Well, hold it up and give me one random. I just want one random.
You want one random?
Yeah.
Alright. Jurassic Park has to stop for a minute.
Hold on. Give it its due. I'm now turning Bowman's head to look at the dinosaur. Clever. Glasses have fallen off.
Clever girl. Okay. That Jurassic Park would not be undone. Alright, random soundboard. Yeah. That's Hitler saying nine a bunch of times from that, you know that meme?
Oh, the famous clip. Of the clip,
or whatever, that's what that is.
Okay.
Okay.
A little dark.
All right, a little dark.
Okay.
All right, Jurassic Park quiz. Oh, jeez.
All right, here we go.
Whew, duck and roll. Alejandro.
All right.
Joffrey.
Question one. This is where we can start off easy, hopefully. The events of Jurassic Park take place on what island? Now, do you want the options, or do you want to go... You want to go on your own?
I believe it's either Ila Nublar or Ila Sorna.
Those are both options. Which one do you want to go with, Mr. Bowman?
Oh, shit. Because the second one took place on Site B, which was... Oh, Jesus.
Mr. Bowman, we need an answer.
I know. I'm going to go with Ila Sonar.
Okay.
Or Sorna.
Okay. What brand of shaving cream was used for the...
Barbasol.
Didn't even need me to finish. What is Ian Malcolm's profession?
He describes himself as a chaotician.
That's not one of the options.
Mathematician, is that on there?
That's an option.
What are the other options?
Paleontologist, photographer, lawyer, game warden. That's...
Mathematician's not in there.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. You're so confused. Okay. Whoa, where's mathematician?
All right, go ahead.
How much was Dennis Nedry paid to steal dinosaur embryos from Jurassic Park?
I think it was... Because each one was worth a certain amount. For each one he got off... Oh, here's the fucking math questions. That's math, what it is. Bro. Yeah, because I don't math.
That's where I get
it's
you.
Like, okay, because Dodson broke it all down.
Dodson.
He was like, Dodson's you big. Have X amount of embryos, we need 15 species, per this is this much for a grand total of blank. Can I please have some options?
Okay, 250,000.
Yeah.
500,000.
No. Nope.
750.
Nope.
1.5. Mm. 5 mil.
I'm going to go 5 mil. Oof, I don't feel good about it.
Which of these species
Wait, no, hold on.
Oh.
Change that to 1.5 million.
Okay, 1.5. You locked in your answer. I don't feel good about that, but I'm going to let you do it.
I locked it in with a I don't feel good about it, so that should get me out of it if I need to.
It's like keeping your hand on the piece and chess just on the little top of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Which of these species' name was featured in the embryo storage freezer in the film? Cryolophosaurus?
I'm not saying right. Wait, what's the question?
Which of these species' names was featured in the embryo storage freezer? You know what? You cannot read these. I can't pronounce these so well.
Species names. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Was featured. Okay, so one of them was?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Styracosaurus.
All right. Question six. Which actor narrated the tour program for the Jurassic Park tour vehicles?
Oh, they spared no expense. We got...
Chef Alejandro? Did he
No, know? I don't... What are the names?
Okay, Morgan Freeman.
Nope.
John Attenborough.
Nope.
Kenneth Branagh.
Nope.
Richard Kiley.
Richard Kiley.
All right. During the paleontological... Oh,
what was the last option?
John Goodman.
That would have been amazing!
It would have been good.
John Goodman is Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good. During the paleontological...
This is what happens when you release a raptor into the wild!
Focus! During the paleontological dig scene, the caption located the dig site near what town in Montana?
Options, please.
Chateau. Nickwall. Snakewater. All right. While scaling the fence, Tim was electrocuted only after Ellie turned on what power switch? The name that was beside the power switch. So, raptor pit?
Perimeter fence.
All right. What color of Jell-O was Lex eating when she noticed the raptor behind the mural?
Green.
A concrete sign posted outside the restrooms at the Tyrannosaurus paddock listed no feeding, flash photography, and what else?
Options?
Leaving vehicles, loitering, yelling, dumping trash, cell phones.
I want to say yelling, but I think maybe, like, what would it matter if the thing's behind a deal? I think maybe leaving vehicles.
Okay.
I'll go with leaving vehicles. Because that's probably some good script writing foreshadowing for when they left vehicles later. No turning on flashlights and shining them right in the thing's fucking eye.
Yeah.
How about none of that?
The eye peering into the flashlight.
Tim and Lex, you dumb shits.
What entree was served to the guests prior to the tour? I'm not giving you options. You need to know this.
Is this the Chilean sea bass?
That's an option. You want to go with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Chef Alejandro prepared that shit.
What species of dinosaur was seen accompanying the Brachiosaurus at the lagoon in the beginning of the film? Now, again, these are names that if you want to read off. We've got Gallimimus.
Gallimimus. I'm going to go with, I think it was the Gallimimus. Those are the same ones that are running, that chase them.
Oh, is that
and
okay?
And then a T-Rex shows up when they hide behind that log. That's Gallimimus.
Oh, and the compies were this tiny dinosaur.
The compies were the little ones that attacked that little girl and didn't eat her.
Which was in the book, in the first book.
Yeah, they ate John Hammond in the first one. They killed him.
He fell down and like hurt his leg. And John Hammond was much more of a dick in the book.
I heard.
Yeah.
I've never read the book because there's a movie.
It's pretty good. The book's better. what Disney attraction did Hammond correlate to their current situation?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yep.
Oh, no, wait, hold on.
Oh, nope.
Hammond?
Yep.
Because... That was Malcolm's, like, counter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, John, except for when the Pirates of the Caribbean comes alive. The Pirates don't try and attack anybody. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's... I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean, but I think that question might be... It might not be Hammond that you correlated to. I think it was Malcolm that did it.
Okay.
So, I might have broken the quiz. Just like that Saved by the Bell one.
Kind of. Okay. What was Jurassic Park's U.S. theatrical release date?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Oh, U.S. theatrical. Okay, I thought it was like, when did the park open?
No, no.
In the movie. Yeah, like,
no.
Okay.
No, no.
It was June 11th,
1993. Okay.
It wasn't 94. Yeah, it was 93.
You had been crying for the Canucks.
Yeah, 94. Yeah, yeah.
What was the computer command? Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, what computer command did Dennis Nedry use to wipe out the security system in the film?
Options.
Options are security override, the secret doorway, Dennis door, white rabbit object, darkroom control.
I think I'm going to go with white rabbit object. Yeah. Don't feel good about it.
I think that's right, though.
Yeah.
Who accompanied Ellie when she ventured out to turn on the park's power?
Oh, Muldoon.
That's the last time we saw him.
Fucking idiot. Take the shot when you have it. You know what? You're going to die.
Take one out with you.
Take one out with you.
Yeah, I agree.
Bitch. Oh, yeah. You're going to turn 100, or you're going to turn 90 degrees and shoot one,
yeah.
Moron.
I know. It was upsetting. Is he dead now in real life? I think he died in real life.
He did die in real life. He died a long time ago in real life, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay. Raptor?
No, I made a really insensitive joke when he died about that, though, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I said, like, hey, the guy who played Muldoon died. Yeah. And then I forget who I was talking to when I first found out. I'm like, yeah, you'll never guess how it happened. He was sitting at home, and he was having dinner. He sat down. His wife had just got promoted at her job, and I, like, peppered it with all sorts of, like, little details.
To make it seem real.
To make it seem realistic. They're like, yeah, and then fucking turned around and Raptor ate him.
Now, this sounds like you've been drinking and you're emotionally killing someone. I've seen this before. I know what happens.
Okay. How many questions are we in?
Three left. We've got three left.
Okay. I think four left. I want it known. I think I'm doing well.
Yeah, well, last time you said that.
I know.
True or false? The animals in the film are branded with the same logo seen on the action figures.
Ooh.
That's a good one, eh?
I'm going to go. That's a 50-50.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, Jesus. That's a fantastic question. I'm going to go... I'm going to go false.
Okay.
I think in all my experiencing of Jurassic Park, I would have come across that trivia tidbit and found it interesting enough to stay in my brain.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those Lost things where, like, you know, the Lost little logos on, like, a dolphin.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, which of these species was not featured in the film? The Velociraptor, the Brachiosaurus, the Gallimimus... The Parasolophus or the Pteranodon? That's not pterodactyl, yeah.
Because this isn't the
Parasaurolophus? I can't pronounce these. I'm terrible. I don't even speak, bro.
I want to say Pterodon.
Pterodon?
Because...
There's got an N in there, Pteranodon. Is that silent? That makes no sense.
Well, it's like a pterodactyl.
But yeah.
I don't know the difference. I'm not a fucking dinosaurologist. I'm not a dinosaurologist. I don't know the difference. But I'm pretty sure being really bummed out that there weren't any pterodactyls in this thing, because I really dig pterodactyls.
Yeah.
And then, oh no, it was the end of the third movie where they're flying away on a helicopter. There's also a bunch of pterodactyls flying away too, and no one does shit about it.
Yeah.
Guys, killer death birds flying to somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's not our problem.
Yeah.
What does Ian Malcolm eat during the helicopter ride to the park?
He's got like nuts, I think.
I'm not giving you options. You need to know this one. That's a pretty that one should be. Yeah,
he's,
I know.
He's chucking shit in his mouth, like little nuts. Oh, Jesus.
Nuts are not an option.
Oh, he's. Doing the motion.
You're pantomiming it really well.
Pantomiming, throwing like. It's not a chocolate bar. Why can't I have options?
Because I think this is one that once you see, you might get it right away. I want you to.
Oh yeah, it's one of them, like a fucking steak. I know for a fact he was not eating a full steak.
Chilean sea bass.
Is Chilean sea bass? Jelly beans? Is jelly beans an option?
No.
Fuck. Ah. I think you should give me some options. That's
I don't.
Fair enough. You're the
quizmaster. Yeah.
That's your prerogative. Like, not just a specific nut. Like, I can't say almond.
There's nothing like no nut at all.
No nut related? Is it small and are there small and bite-sized things?
Oh, yeah, all of them are.
Okay, so I'm on the right track there. It's not gum, because he eats a lot of it. Or is it gum and he's nervous because he's a smoker? You know what? This question ruins this scene for the rest of my life. Because I'm going to zero in on what he's eating. I won't be able to unsee that ever again. I'm really not sure. Can I please have some options?
Your options are zero. You give me your answer.
Shit.
Tossing it back in your mouth. It's going to come to you.
I keep pretending that I'm tossing stuff into my mouth like I'm Ian Malcolm in that.
Oh.
It's something bite size. We'll go back to this.
Okay.
We'll come back to
this. Okay, last question then, before we go back one. Hammond tells Grant and Ellie that a brachiosaur's neck is how long?
Oh, fucking numbers.
I'll give you the options. 15 yeah. feet, 18 feet, 20 feet, 25 feet, 30 feet.
You could reach up to that tree and sneeze on them. I'm going to go, that's got to be, I'm going to go 30 feet.
Okay.
No. Because they would crawl to the highest branch possible to the where they think they would be safe.
Yep.
And the brachiosaurus can barely reach him. I'm gonna go with 30 feet.
Okay. What does Ian Malcolm eat during the helicopter ride?
This one hurts me.
You can just give up and not answer it.
No. I do not quit. It's not ice chips. Pretzels.
All right, that's an option.
I'm gonna go with that's incorrect. But I'm going to go with Brett. I don't feel confident about this at all.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with he's eating fucking pretzels.
Okay.
That's so stupid.
Let's see what happens. Tell us the story while I hit submit.
Okay. Here's a story about a guy who had no idea what Ian Malcolm was eating on that goddamn helicopter.
Oh, come on. It's not me to do it.
What?
I'll work on this.
What's happening? We'll move on. We have an audio record of all my answers.
I know. I'll go back and find them.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a Google search right now. What was Ian Malcolm eating? What's happening with this quiz?
It's, it should be working.
Well, it ain't.
The average score is 57%.
57%?
Yeah. I want to see if you beat that. This is upsetting.
Are all the green ones proper answers?
Good call. Maybe?
Because I saw one was like... orange.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You got it. Okay, good call.
Keep going
down. No, we're good.
Okay,
all right. Okay, so you got all the ones that are right. Let's see the ones you got wrong. Did you get it all right?
No, one of them looked like it was incorrect, because based on the color shading.
Where's the color you're seeing? It went over.
Oh, okay, that's when you... Sorry, that's what I saw.
So this is why I selected. That means nothing. Okay. All right,
Okay, we're back, and we have the results. Ela Nublar is what I want in question one. Change to. I tweeted it out because you wouldn't let me.
No, you can't. You locked in your answer.
No, nope. Before the results, that's what I want to change it to.
You locked in your answer.
No. Nope.
So, what do you think you got percentage-wise? What would you give yourself?
There were some math questions in there. Yep. Some stuff I really didn't know. I don't know how I feel about pretzels.
Okay.
Percentage-wise, I might give myself in the 80s.
Okay.
An 80%-wise? How'd I do?
You got 70%. 14 out of 20.
14 out of 20?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Those are difficult questions.
It was Ela Nublar, you idiot.
It was Nublar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I changed it.
No, you didn't change it. You locked it in. You locked it in. You locked it in. You locked
it in. No, I wish before we get results, I want... No.
No, you locked it in. You can't... You moved past it. You locked it in.
No, I changed it. So there's
who wants to be a millionaire? You can't go back.
Plus one.
No.
Yeah, where are the official rules of our quiz that say I can't do that?
Right here, Quizmaster.
Bullshit.
You've been stashed. All right. Which of the species was featured in the embryo one? It was wrong. It was the Metria canathosaurus.
Whatever. Yeah. The bullshitosaurus.
They got you. All right.
Fuck off.
Another one you got wrong. You know what? It was yelling was the correct answer for things that you...
It was yelling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Your guiding stick was right.
All
right. What species of dinosaur was seen accompanying the brachiosaurus? It was actually the parrot... Sora Philophus.
Whatever. Bullshit. The bullshitosaurus. I'm sorry, I'm not a fucking nerd.
Who accompanied Ellie when she ventured out to turn on the park's power? She went alone.
No, she had Muldoon. And then he let her go into the power thing. This quiz again. Where are you finding these quizzes? Ridiculous.
I agree with you on that one. That one's a bit odd.
Where we are recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Ela Nublar. I wanted that shit changed.
We are recording.
Good.
And what was he eating? Correct answer, saltine crackers, not pretzels. Close,
saltines?
Though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
It was close. And 30 feet, correct answer. The last one, good one.
30 feet, yep.
So there you go.
So... Yeah, bump that percent up because of Ela Nublar.
No, I can't give you
that
one.
I don't feel bad about, you know, I don't feel bad about any of the ones I got wrong. Like, I was in the neighborhood with the yelling or the getting out of the car. It was a real 50-50 shot.
That's what SATs look for, too. You know what? He was kind of in the area.
Shut up. No, like, yeah, I'm happy with that because it's not 70-something percent. It's higher than that because of the Ela Nublar thing. And the ones I got wrong, oh, yeah, the bloopasaurus was the embryo that was in the thing.
Gotta know that stuff, bro.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I'm happy with this.
All right.
Are you gonna go down on someone?
I hadn't even thought of that.
I'm gonna go down on the quizmaster. Yeah, you go that quick. No, wait, I'm good.
I don't really have anyone I've been upset with this week. A quick go down someone is Vlasic. I'm not a fan of Vlasic.
Not a fan of Vlasic. Why is Vlasic bugging you?
I just haven't liked what I've seen from him. When he gets offensive chances, he's like a Ham Hughes kind of offensive guy. He's not. I'm not seeing enough of him defensively to make up for the fact that I don't think he's that good offensively.
Because that's the big thing, is it seems to be Ham Hughes or Subban. Yeah, why does it weird. Have to be that? Yeah. Why could it be, maybe it's the Ham?
They love their sides, which is weird, because that never used to be a thing back in the day, but now it's like, he's got to be right-handed if he's playing on that side.
It's ridiculous. I'm right-handed, I play left. I'm also terrible.
Yeah, we're terrible, so maybe that's something to it, but they really love that sort of thing, so yeah.
Oh, man, maybe I'd be a lot better if I switched to the right side. No.
Princess Bride theory.
Yeah.
I was actually left-handed.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get to quitters?
No, well, you played Dead Rising 3.
I did play some Dead Rising 3. You have an Xbox One
now. Yeah, the Xbox One.
So I played some Dead Rising 3. I got to live through how I'd handle a zombie apocalypse. I wanted a motorcycle immediately.
Yep, you did.
Dressed in a full suit of armor.
Yep.
With a broadsword.
Yep.
I was a knight. I was a medieval knight running around zombie land.
That was pretty good. You hid in the roof for a while.
Hide on a roof and just kept lobbing crossbow bolts and trying to get headshots.
It was Walking Dead. You were Daryl there.
Yep. I was a combination of Daryl in The Walking Dead and Andy from the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Yep.
Just standing on top of my hideout, crossbow bolts.
Yep.
That was a fun game. It's pretty cool.
I just gotta say, Xbox One, though, has got like one of the least intuitive user interfaces. Because it's got like voice commands and stuff, and they barely work. Oh, it's frustrating. It's not nearly... Like, I thought it'd be like Back in the Future.
Yeah.
Multi-screen on. Like,
tie my shoes up for me.
Yeah, exactly. Dry mode on. But no. So, Xbox One, the graphics cool, but like using the system is kind of annoying.
My PlayStation 3 was like several updates behind. I wanted to watch The Dark Knight Rises the other day, and I had to like update it.
Yep.
And like two updates back. So I did that, and then all of a sudden, like, there's like Netflix right on the PlayStation thing now. So I'm not really a big technology guy.
Yeah,
I'm like audio stuff somewhat, like film edit, like movie editing stuff, all those kind of programs, like Photoshop and stuff. I'm okay, but like as far as like connect this to this and get this going, I don't know.
Well, that's the Xbox. You could technically get it, like, you know, hooked up to your TV and get everything going through one thing, and that's
That's probably why I don't have an Xbox One. Is because I use those game systems for so few of their design capabilities. Oh, you got all your photo albums on there. Oh, you could surf the web and have Netflix on your Xbox. Like, no, I play GTA, I play Madden, I play SmackDown.
Yep.
And then, then that's pretty much it. I have other things I use for those other things.
Well, I usually I watch, like, videos that I'm backed up legally, and I'll watch them on, like, you know, a USB stick I'll plug in the Xbox 360, but apparently with the Xbox One and the PS4, they don't allow you to do that anymore.
Really?
That pisses me off to take a step backwards, like, sorry guys, you can't play, like, a USB stick.
They gotta do whatever they can to combat piracy, I guess, but I remember, that was a pretty big...
That's annoying. Screw it, bastards.
I'm going down to Xbox. This is free-for-all.
Yeah.
We're all gonna be dead when the sun explodes. Let's just let us have some fun. Quitter?
Let's get some quitters in there.
All right.
Those Jurassic Park questions.
Oh, man.
Saltine crackers.
I got the tweet out, so people know before.
You had locked it in.
No, I wanted it changed. You locked it in. Nope.
You locked it in.
This will be a huge thing of debate. Well, hey, the quiz is fallible because she didn't go
along. Just
because
you find one question that's questionable does not ruin the entire thing.
Point blank hockey. I might not have, because I'm using... my iPad, not my computer. I might not have your Twitter names properly, but Point Blank Hockey, at Point Blank HCKY. When the Olympic break ends, how long does it take for Alex Burrows to score?
He's getting chances. He's just not putting them in. So, I mean, he's going to get one. Because I think a lot of people are talking about how, like, it's like, are scared that it's turning into like a Scott Gomez situation where he stopped scoring and then never scored again kind of thing. And I don't think that's what's going to happen to Burrows. He will. It's just, it's weird, man. He's watching him play, and he's frustrated, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten so close to scoring, he just can't do it.
Do you think that once, it's like an avalanche, once he gets that one, he'll start, once he gets that monkey off his back, he'll start popping him
in. I think for him, for sure, like the one that's actually more concerning is Daniel Sedin, because his shooting percentage has plummeted. Like, he's the guy I'm actually like, this guy might be done as a scorer. Like, we're lucky to get 15 gold at him at this point, because he's just looks terrible. There's no, no, nothing. His shot's either on the ground, or, like I said, like 50 feet high. He just looks awful.
Yeah. See, Kobe Haraga at Kobe Haraga. What's it like to be in the locker room at Canucks games? You guys are basically living any fan's dream right now.
Like, when we first went into this, that was one of the coolest things
for us. Yeah, that was nuts.
Like, I still remember us going to the Abbotsford Heat and being blown away. Like, we're at a Heat game in the locker room.
We're in the bowels of the Abbotsford Sports and Entertainment Center.
That's Nolan Baumgartner. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. It's Nolan Baumgartner.
Bomber.
Craig McTavish. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was amazing. And it's still a fun, but there's, it's like, it is a job. At the end of the day, for a lot of people, we can't do more of our stuff because people get, and then to be fair enough,
there's a limited amount of time for them to get their stuff.
Yeah,
so we are absolutely bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah,
and, but it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and like I said, it's nice to kind of be behind the curtain and see them get like deflated and like upset about a loss and know that it matters to them.
Yeah,
but It's cool, but we can't be there like all wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, like, oh man, Luongo, we're a huge fan of you. Like, we kind of have to have a bit of...
I had to work on my board disinterested look all the time. Like, yeah, whatever.
I know. Yeah. So it is super awesome. It hasn't, waned at all. It's really cool. I guess still maybe hasn't like sunk in that I can do that. When we get fired, it will.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to be able to do that?
Well, the thing for me is, like, when we get off, like when I have, like, because I've always been a big proponent of I don't like to do the cliche questions because I'm not good at that. I'm not good at it. But, like, I have a question, like, the one where I asked Hammy about the hip check. Like, I really want to know because I'm curious. Or, like, Cicito, your jersey over your face and you knock the guy out. Could you see through your jersey? Those are the fun questions. Yeah. Look at those. And I still get a thrill when I get a question. And if you get a reaction of the player where they seem kind of interested by your question, that, for me, is awesome. Because it's kind of like, oh, nice, interesting question.
That's what Weiss was good at.
Yeah.
Weiss was good at, like, oh, really giving you the attention and not disregarding and just falling back into cliche mode. Santa really?
Yeah, exactly.
Santa really.
So that part of it's really fun. Another big part of it for me, though, I think, I don't know if it's for you, is for us to be, like, in the industry, it's good for people to know us and our faces. So it's good to be around, like, the Dan Murray's and that, so then to kind of get used to us being there, that's always a benefit for us.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Bowman, Mr. Arndt.
So that they're used to us, so they don't get too surprised if we show up at things. So that's kind of neat. But yeah.
They don't look at us like we won a fucking contest.
Either. Yeah, exactly.
Technically, we did.
but it's definitely neat and stuff.
Yeah, it's super cool. And yeah, we're not going to... What's the word?
Poop?
We're not going to poop. We are not going to poop. Thank you, Wyatt.
Also, another quick thing is sometimes you see some of the stuff, like, this, you see personalities of the player a bit that don't, like, for one, they were interviewing, I can't remember, some guy who won the Hide a Hat. It might have been Santorelli, and Cassian was just walking around, like, making chirping noises. Like,
oh, I remember that.
Amazing. Yep.
It was, wasn't it Dalpy?
It was Dalpy, yeah, Dalpy.
It was Dalpy, yeah.
Like, that to me was amazing.
That's all he was doing.
Yeah, he kept doing it. Head comes out of the corner.
That's cool. That's fun.
That stuff's fun.
Thor Beats, or Chris Thorne, at Thor_Beats, I hope the windstorm of 2014 doesn't affect the filming, all caps, of the Lobcast. Hashtag show must go on. We're in all circumstances. We're recording. We're not filming. We're at Wyatt's at UBC. Because John is sick. John's the person who knows how to work all the gear.
Yeah, exactly.
He keeps us in the dark on purpose.
Yeah, just hold us down.
Kobe Haraga again. What made you guys interested in writing for the province, and what's it like?
I guess I can answer for you. When I did the contest, I've always enjoyed writing, and I wanted sweet, sweet validation that I could write. So, creativity, like, I love doing creative projects, like the Royal Rumble stuff, and, like, we do our videos. We love doing our videos. Like, stuff like that's kind of the more fun thing for me. Like, I still do, like, writing. I still like breaking down hockey. I like putting together a fun article and stuff. But it's just a chance to kind of, I don't know, get... The province for me was always the thing that I read when I was young. So for me, it was, like, to write for the province.
It was weird. Cool. Like, and I have friends that, like, we would read the province. Like, at my friend's house, he'd get it every morning. And we'd read, and I'd see, I don't mean to date the guy, but I'd see Tony Gallagher there, like, with his article and stuff, and it's still weird and strange to open it up whenever we're in there and see our Sure, no, Jordan Bowman special for the province. And
that's what's weird, like, we don't get feedback. Like, there could be people like waiting to see our stuff in the paper, which is like awesome.
Yeah, we have absolutely zero feedback from the stuff that we have like in paper, like at least online. And you get people responding back on Twitter saying hey, it's great, or occasionally we'll get somebody on Twitter will say, hey, I read your thing in the paper today and it was really good, you know, good stuff. But I liked I had my personal blog that I wrote beforehand, which was covering a wide variety of topics. I'd write some Canuck stuff, but I'd also write a lot of my emotional assassination stories. Yep. A lot of that stuff is in there.
Yeah, you had one with chicken strips at Safeway.
This lady, or a taxi cab driver who would not let me roll down the window in the back seat. Or as far as I'm concerned, I'm renting that car. That's my fucking window.
That's your space, yeah.
And he's all the way up there. I want to be, you know, chill out. I had had a bit to drink. I wanted to have cold air going. Yeah,
so I don't know the full story then. I can't.
But, and then the Canucks was one of those things. And, like, I was a fan of the curtain bloggers beforehand. And
I like the style, the humor style.
Yeah, me too. So, no, it was cool. And it's a lot of fun. It's great. It can be frustrating because, like I said, we're still on the low end of the totem pole. We're trying to, you know, get some of our stuff over and all that. But luckily, we're doing it at this point in time now where social media and all that gives everyone a louder voice, as opposed to just, like, if we're in the paper, that's it. That's
like, if this was, like, 5 years ago, we'd be kind of fucked, to be honest.
Let's see. Pagnificent.
Oh.
Stephanie Pagani.
Show favorite?
Show favorite?
We don't know.
Well, she likes C4 now.
We gotta count the votes. We gotta be a recount. We don't know fully.
We'll let you know next week.
Yeah.
This one's for John as well.
Okay.
She's got a couple here. I think I'll save this one for John.
Sure.
Shit, there were a couple for John. John should have his own show. That's what
she's trying to get the third vote. She's being smart. She's getting the tiebreaker in there.
Clever girl.
Well done.
Thank you. If you could take back any Canuck that was traded away in the last 5 years, who would it be? Now, I guess we're going trades, not like losing them to free agent signings.
So I can't use Torres, but Aeroff was traded technically. His rights were traded.
Yep.
So Aeroff.
But me too.
Yep.
Aeroff.
Missed that guy.
Yeah.
He just fit the offense so well.
He did.
Best puck mover we had, just like getting the puck out.
And you know what? He wasn't that defensively strong, but we didn't need him to be. He filled that role.
Yeah.
It's like when he left, people expected Edler to be that offensive, but also we need you to be crazy defensive as well.
Yeah.
So. Another one from Pagnificent. How do you feel about the international shootout rule that one player can shoot multiple times? Obviously, this is a big bone of contention with TJ Oshie doing marathon duty against the Russians.
I love it. Whatever.
I love it too.
Oh, great. Like, remember the wall has the visual of Taves?
Taves.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I love it. I think it's great. Yeah. And
if you're good enough to do it, man, do it. That's awesome. Can you imagine somebody doing it like four times in a row and missing four times? Like Daniel Sedin?
Oh, man. Yeah, we're for it unless it's a Sedin.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it a lot. Like, it's a shootout. Like, if you dress it up, awesome. I don't care. It's
a
shootout.
Yeah. What'd you think of that game, by the way? States versus Russia.
Yeah, the awesome game. That was one of the better games, because like the Finland-Canada game was kind of blah. So yeah, I'm like intrigued by
The first like game where you'll see like, oh, some contenders are playing now instead of contender versus, oh, this is adorable.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Slovenia. Yeah. You adorable scamps.
Exactly.
Those are crazy jerseys.
Oh yeah.
Where is Slovenia?
I don't know geography, bro.
Okay. Is it one of like, did it splinter off from Russia like Kazakhstan did?
What does Google say? We need Googs.
We need at Justin 8. We need Justin on this. Slovenia. I would assume it split off from Russia, like Kazakhstan did.
It makes sense. All the flags look the same. Oh, my God. Prehistory time, 250,000 years ago? I don't know.
Yeah, where did it belong? quarter of a million years ago, where did it belong?
I don't know.
Yugoslavia.
They were during World War II, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yep. Well, it's a thing.
Establishment, I don't know. It exists. It exists.
Hosehead at No Way A asks, during Canada Finland, how many times did you reassure yourself by singing "Everything is awesome" in your head?
Oh, that's the Lego song, right?
That is the Lego song. Don't be careful when you see that movie. It's an awesome movie, but that song will crawl its way into your head and it will not leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again, like we said, we're not like, they won 2010, so this tournament, I'm not asked like, oh, it's on home soil, it's in America. I don't.
Yeah, he's got a follow-up. Should everything is awesome replace all cliche Canuck post-game sound bites?
Pretty much. That, well, Daniel does it almost every day.
I know.
We had a great game.
No, you didn't. Yeah. We all saw it, dude. Yeah. You just lied to all of us.
You lost 5-0. Oh, I think we did some good things. A good game.
It's not like nobody watched it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's too bad you all missed it, but we had a hell of an effort out there. No, yeah. You didn't. We all saw it.
The game was blacked out, right?
Lies. Why must you turn this locker room into a chamber of lies?
Yep.
Growing up Gurney, at Growing Up Gurney, Mark Gurney, how many shocked GF reactions, out of 10 would you give Team Canada's performance this AM? I don't understand this question. Shocked GF reactions.
Shocked girlfriend reactions?
Yeah.
I get,
are we shocked? Are we like the shocked girlfriends? I don't...
Is he calling us girlfriends?
I don't know.
Are we married to him now?
Mark Gurney, we need some clarification yeah. on this. Let it be known, we tried to answer this, we wanted to get to, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, the thing, a lot of people seem more freaked out than we are, just because, again, I mean...
It's 2010, guys.
Yeah, 22, we got Sid Iggy.
It's magical. Oh, Iggy, and then an overtime.
Yeah, I'm not
and
too
they
concerned.
Were up, and the States tied it with, like, barely any time left.
I still watch those YouTube videos of, like, the reaction...
From like, after the across tie goal. False Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They actually, so everyone sent their videos, and there's a bunch of videos of people, like, after the tying goal, kind of sitting there awkwardly, and then a whole bunch of reactions after the goal scored the winner, and it's awesome. So, yeah. Like, again, the team hasn't looked terrible. It's not scoring, and we're used to not scoring anyway.
I remember being in the massive lineup for the bathroom after going into overtime, making a deal with the hockey gods that, making a deal for firstborn naming rights for my first child to whatever Canadian player scores the goal and wins that gold medal. Sidney Crosby Bowman.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby Bowman.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's not Chris Pronger Bowman. I put him up for adoption. Get that kid out of my sight. Get that little gap tooth freak out of my sight. baby concussions. Trevor Knapp at Trevor Knapp 16. No more hashtag stroke for Joe. It's time to hashtag stroke for Sammy. Sammy needs to come back to Vancouver. Trevor, I hate to disagree with you. You seem very psyched about this. I don't think Salo's. And that's, you'd have to trade something for him.
Yeah, Salo's not coming back. Yeah. I like Sal.
He's old.
Yeah,
I think it was perfect time for him to move on when he moved on, and I hope he has success wherever he is, but...
He was slowing down.
That'll be a huge step backwards for everybody but Trevor Knapp.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, and Salo got a good money that we couldn't even afford to pay him if we wanted
to.
Yeah,
and I was super happy for him that
he... Because Salo took less money for a couple years with us.
Yeah.
So yeah, he cashed in good for him, so...
Balls
yeah.
of steel, man.
Yeah, balls of steel. Loved him.
Steve Ewan.
So, the wrestling buddy.
Yep.
Province.
At Steve Ewan. Province buddy. Wrestling question. Best combo of mic skills and in-ring ability. So he's got some contenders here. I think these are all in the conversation for us anyway.
Okay.
Flair, Rock, Austin, Bret Hart, Angle, CM Punk. And you know what, Steve? I'm going to throw Chris Jericho in there. Just because I feel like it. Because Jericho could go in the ring and that guy was a great talker.
Yeah.
So who do you think the best combination of mic skill and in-ring ability?
Of those people.
Bret Hart. Underrated on the mic.
Heel Bret Hart for sure.
Heel Bret Hart was great on Amazing. The mic. We've used on the soundboard before. Yeah. Who are you to doubt El Dandy? This guy's a serious professional.
Yeah.
He's a jam-up guy. Yeah. I like him.
yeah, big fan of Heel
Bret
Hart.
So I'd say let's put them in 10 scales. Like in the scale out of 10.
Sure.
Ric Flair, mic work.
I'm not the biggest Flair fan. Either. I can't.
It shouldn't be that easy for someone to do a spot-on impression of you. And Jay Lethal's Ric Flair... is amazing and dead on the money because the Flair's mannerisms are all very easily you know imitable.
Yeah,
so I
stole the Nature Boy title from I don't know
from Buddy Rogers and the whole gimmick.
Yeah,
the whole platinum blonde hair and the big robes and all that stuff. Like you know, you didn't come up with that. I'm gonna give Ric Flair his in ring skills. I'm gonna give him a 4.
Yeah, like
never a Flair wrestling fan.
Like I like occasional funny spots, but it's too much from him. It's too cartoonish.
The
like
flop on flop in your face. And I'm gonna give his mic skills. I'm gonna give them. You know what? I'll give him a 5. 5 on the mic, 4 in the ring.
I'll give him 6 just because he got the woo, and that's kind of like, transcends wrestling.
Well, yeah, you do your fucking your chops, your loud chops, and you know
that's a legacy thing for him. I'll give him that.
Okay, Bret Hart. I'm going to give him in ring ability. I'm going to give him like a 9.5.
Yep,
9.5 because no one gets 10s.
Yeah,
It was awesome. I remember he had the match with Diesel at Survivor Series '95, and he made Kevin Nash look amazing in the
ring. Is impossible to do.
Yeah, mic skills. Face Bret Hart, I'm going to give him a 3.
Yeah, he was pretty disastrous.
Heel Bret Hart, I'd probably give him a 6.5, maybe a 7.
I'm going to give him Heel Bret Hart a 7.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin. in-ring skills. It's hard to gauge because that neck injury really changed him as a wrestler. Before that, he was great. But again, a lot of those matches I'm looking at are ones against, like, Bret Hart. That feud was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he really went to the brawler style once he got...
Once he got the neck injury, he couldn't really wrestle anymore. So, but we're going to go with the main Austin that we remember. So that's neck injury and all. Brawling-wise, ring skills, I'm going to give it 6.5.
I'm going to give it 6.
Mic skills, he used to crack me up. Heel or face, he was, you know, it was fairly one note, but it was still pretty good. I give him an 8 on the mic.
I'm going to give him an 8.5 because he had such an impact in the industry, but also because when he was heel, he regrets going heel, which is weird, but he was amazing.
So funny.
When him and Kurt Angle were trying to get the attention of Vince McMahon,
amazing. They're fighting over him like little babies. Yeah, that was great.
That was awesome stuff.
Chris Jericho, on the mic, I'd give him a 9.
Yeah, he's original. Like, one of my favorite moments is him reading off the list of moves he knew.
Armbar!
Yeah. Like, he was really original.
Super-duper-duper-duper-duper. Yeah. Three-handled, moss-covered credenza. And in ring, he's still able to go at this age, no real significant injuries. He's like a safe worker and stuff. So I give him in ring, I'd give him an 8.
Yeah, 8's perfect to him. I just also like for people who reinvent themselves, he always had new approaches to his character, which is always really interesting to me. Unlike John Cena, like Kurt Jericho would always try something. Some of it didn't work for me, like we went all business suity, didn't like that phase, but at least he's trying. It was good to see his creativity.
Something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle. In ring, I give him a 9.5.
Oh, he learned so quick. One of the best natural athletes.
9.5. He's out there. Angle versus Bret Hart is the greatest match that we'll never see.
Yeah.
On the mic, very underrated. I'd probably give him a 7.
Yeah, I can give him a 7.
7 on the mic. CM Punk. In ring, 8.5.
I'm gonna give him an 8. Yep.
He's the blending of the like shoot fighting, Muay Thai styles and stuff. And then on the mic, I'd give him a 9.
Yeah, he's like one of the standouts in this era right now.
And then your boy, I saved him for the last, The Rock.
The Rock. He actually started out being a better, he tried more athletic things in the ring. But then
flying cross bodies, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, then he went to the brawling style as well. So in ring, he's 6. He's not great in the ring, but he's good enough.
And his oversells.
Yeah. Oversell. Oh, that stunner he sold.
Yeah, yeah.
Flopping like a dead fish. So I'll give him a 6 for the reason, just because that's being nice. It could be a 5, to be honest. But
and on the mic,
it's 10.
10.
I love the benchmark.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
You got the crowd eating out the palm of his hand.
All right. There you go, Steve. We dug into that. Yeah. We like Steve a lot. Steve's dope. Awkward Kyle or Kyle Graham at Awkward Kyle 37. This isn't a question, but I feel it's valid after watching the Finland game this morning. I miss Sammy Salo.
So, again, he was one of the most underrated defensemen of all time for the Canucks. He always made the smart play. I really liked him. The only thing that was missing from his game is he just did not, like, we see the difference between him and Garrison. He didn't want to hurt people with a shot.
Yeah.
He wouldn't use it all the time. Garrison doesn't give a shit. He'll hurt you, which is awesome. But Salo is, he's probably a better passer than Garrison. He just was a smart player. He had a really good first pass. I like that about Salo. Yeah.
Sleep Doctor at NHL Trades Free AG. Which player on Team Canada have you been the most impressed with so far?
I think we talked about earlier as well. John Tavares. I love that guy. He's a smart player. He makes passes where you're like, what's he doing? It still gets to the guy. Like, oh, that's what he was doing. Like, I really like Tavares. And then I was always impressed. Shea goddamn Weber. That shot. Seriously, I even said, oh my God. When he walked into it, like, drop pass, just in and out. Oh, I wanted to be a Canuck so bad.
Ginger Nux at Ginger Nux. Who gets moved before the deadline?
If they are sellers and like half the team has NTCs, like, what kind of player would they move? Like,
Kessler. They could get the most for probably Kessler. Edler, maybe, because Edler's younger and quote-unquote healthier. But I think Kessler has, like, a lot more name value. And I talked about this on the show last week. I think a team like a Columbus will, like, give up a lot.
You have to get a center back, though. Like, that has to be officially a rebuild point. Because, like, you lose that center. And the Canucks center depth is Henrik and random signings.
Schrader.
Yeah, sure. So that's a tough one for me. I think Edler, if they want to do like a retool instead of rebuild.
Why? We can't have Edler go. He is the premier defensive player in this league, right? He's a two-way scorer. We can't afford to lose him. I hope no one takes him. Wink. I jump all aboard the get Edler out of here train. I'd love to see Edler go because we don't need what he offers us. And we could get something else.
Get Shea Weber.
Do you think anyone else gets moved?
They don't really have a lot of like those free agent guys that they can just deal out. They're like, oh, like Higgins rental on a 1-year deal. Like, he's a 4-year deal guy now. Yeah. Burrow's 4-year deal guy. So there's not a lot of rental players they can send away for get anything of value. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm still amazed they got a player from Weiss.
It's going to be a disappointing trade deadline again. Oh, yeah, we're working on it. We're going to be working on our trade deadline coverage. We have to think about what to do instead of covering trades because it's going to be a quiet day for Canuck fans.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
And then people are going to be just shitting all over Gillis. But there's not a lot he can do, but he also did put himself in this position.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. Like, you can't get angry about him not doing anything this deadline, but you can't be annoyed at what he's done to get him there. That's what I view it as.
Yeah. Browsbean. At Browsbean Scott, LOBSJS. Why not introduce an acquaintance of the show for the guys who aren't quite there yet?
Acquaintance of the show? Yeah. One night stand of the show?
Mild acquaintance of the show.
That's just too many lists. I don't know. We can try it out, but I don't know.
I don't know if you listened to last week's, but someone did ask about the show favorites thing, and I said that, you know what? We really appreciate everyone who interacts with the show, and like it's a silly list. Oh, there's no real list or anything like that. Like, it's everybody who not just asks questions but interacts with us, like sends us comments after. Pagnificent is all over talking to us after an episode's gone out with comments and stuff, and we love that. Yeah. So that's huge, and that's what really matters to us. Not a show favorites label or anything like that. There's just a couple that we have that for because we've always kind of done it.
Daniel P. It's just a funny thing.
Yeah. It's just a funny thing. Yeah, there's no need for an acquaintance of the show. We love all you guys.
I think they bought it.
All right, now let's update this list. Yeah. Browse P just gave some points.
You lost some points for me. I've got to vote.
Are we recording?
We're still recording.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Michael. At Human Cannonball. He actually didn't have a question. He had a comment to somebody, and I favored it by accident. Shut up.
On the ball.
Let's see here. Daniel P. at the Philosopher.
Show favorite.
What crazy lineup changes would you like to see the Canucks try? Example, top line of all D-men. So that's what I want to see. If it's going to tank, let's make it spectacular.
No, that'd be brutal. There's not all they can do. That's the thing. Like, besides like having a power play, that makes more sense. Like, the power play is a weird joke this year. You know what? I'm just going to say, cast him with the Twins for a while. Let him run for a couple weeks.
Yes. Let him try and build some chemistry.
Yeah, like, why not? See what happens out there.
SK41 at Perja_7. Which Canuck core players will likely be moved for a much-needed change? We kind of already got into that, but thank you for asking the question. Human Cannonball. Michael at Human Cannonball. If the Canucks miss the playoffs, who's gone? Gillis? Torts? Both? Not Tortorella.
Not
100 million years.
They're not going to do that.
Would he go after this season?
No, that would look bad. Gillis won't go. I mean, look, our friend Bosford reported recently that the owner's, like, he seems happier than ever. So it's, and we all know that Gillis, from what we hear, is always like, pretty tight with the owner. So I don't think Gillis is in any trouble. I'd be more concerned that Gillis himself would just quit because he looks really dry. He looks really tired.
Yeah.
So if anything, he's going to quit.
He's looking like Burke, like 3 p.m. on the trade deadline, just tie all loose.
Oh, yeah, he's getting that. Look, he was on the radio last week or a couple weeks ago with Team 1040 before the Olympics, and he was just so snarky with Blake Price and that, and just like, he does not sound like he's enjoying his job. So I could see, if anything, he might just step down and be like, here you go, Gilman. But I don't think there's any danger of being fired, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither. And when Botchford says something, he has no agenda. He's a straight shooter.
But I would say, again, people all the time online think, like, Botchford makes shit up. But we've been there, and they will tell things to him off the record. Like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. Like, they'll sit there and chat with him. And they're real things. And yet people think Botchford's is making shit up. No, it happens to him. It's just, it's real.
Besides, at that level, you can't just make shit up.
It's tough. Well, yeah. It's just, yeah.
Jojo at Sino Chick, S-I-N-O Chick. The fact that CBC Olympics didn't bring PJ Stock to Sochi doesn't bode well for him after Sportsnet takes over, no?
I don't know. Like, who knows? Like, they still have Glenn Healy. Like, I'm not a fan of Glenn Healy at all. I think.
Oh, he's fucked.
And, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird because we're kind of, like, technically in the industry enough that, like. But it's just the way he approaches his job is very antagonistic. Like, he likes to do that. I don't like to do that. Just being antagonistic for the sake of being antagonistic.
Just poking people. Poking,
I call it shock jock style, right? Like a shock jock. Like a news radio episode. Like, oh, you're a shock jock. Like, what it kind of is to me. And that's the kind of, like, Damon Cox will get into that, where it's just like, you know, saying things just to get a reaction because it'll get people talking about you. But, like, I'd rather be known at the end of my day as, like, an Elliot Friedman or, like, you know, even Pierre LeBrun. Like, somebody who just kind of tells interesting stuff and isn't just, you know, antagonistic versus, like, the guys who are just saying things just for the sake of getting people, like, talking about you.
Yeah.
So, PJ Stock, again, like, we saw him with the skewer and the shish kebab. Like, I don't understand why he lost his mind over that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're planning on doing going forward. I could see them easily dropping him, though, because it's not like he's great on air.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He had a meltdown.
Yeah, he had a tantrum.
I saw him flip out.
Like, yeah, I think he went to the locker room looking for torts afterwards. Yeah. Where is he?
I got my shish kebabs. Yeah.
Got my onions, I got my cookie pepper. And a shish kebab the shit out of him.
Sarah W. at Saratude. How do I feel clean again after cheering for Doughty so much? So confused. But Canada? Hashtag torn. Right with you, Sarah.
What you want to do is cover yourself in bleach and then wrap yourself in a Canadian flag. It's the only way to get through it.
You're going to wreck your flag, though, so have another one of those.
Have a backup. Yeah, exactly.
Have a backup. Anna Forsyth at A Forsyth 03. Should I become Canadian for the duration of the Olympics?
You know, I was just thinking for the soundboard, if we can get some sort of English song to play before our questions, would be awesome.
That'd be kind of like cool.
A little 3-second jingle.
In the beginning.
Yeah, 5-second second jingle of an English song.
Like God Save the Queen.
Yeah, God Save the Queen.
British Bulldogs theme song.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so, Anna. I mean, you got the first place in Britain won gold in something. I think it's like skeleton, like women's skeleton.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are doing fine.
Well, I mean, I guess for hockey, though. Kind of like,
yeah, for
hockey. Be a Canadian for the hockey team.
Yes. Adam Pied at Adam_Pied. What early 90s fad do you miss the most?
It must have been those stupid things. I don't know if I miss it, but it was those stupid slap bracelets.
Bracelets? Fucking, yep.
And then they banned them because they like the metal would start sticking out and cut people as they put on their wrists. It's the dumbest. You know what? I would say it. Pump up sneakers. Those things are amazing.
Those things were dope.
Yeah.
They got pump up skates, though.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as sneakers, man. Because gotta pump them up and then run faster.
I really liked screaming saucer candies.
Oh, yeah.
I know they ended up giving you... Didn't they give you cancer or something?
Everything does, but...
No, they ended up being really mad, but they were like, dye your mouth.
Oh, the dye. Oh, that's right.
Dye your mouth blue.
Yeah, that's right.
And, the screaming sour, the screaming saucers that are like that. But I love, like, old school, like, 90s candy. I think it was, like, math 10. Like, math 11 in high school. I just decided, you know what my new gimmick is? I'm the king of old school candy. I'm bringing all this stuff back. And I would go to Max, and I'd have, like, Fun Dip. And Big League Chew and Popeye cigarettes. You want some old school candy? You come to this guy. It's at my desk.
Yep, so, nice. Yeah,
so maybe some of that Fun Dip. When did it ever have a wood stick?
It did. I think didn't
it? I thought it did. Maybe someone told me no. It was always candy.
Maybe it was always.
And
candy.
I'm like, no. I thought it was a huge leap forward for it to have a candy stick. Yeah, I thought it was wood. At some
I didn't
point.
Think you'd always eat it. I don't
Pixie
know.
Sticks. I had some of that shit going.
Diabetes.
Yeah,
diabetes.
And I also roll one pant leg up.
Oh, obviously.
Because that's the coolest shit ever. let's see here.
Flip your broom up on your hat. Remember that shit?
@_@. This can't be right.
This isn't real.
@YSaidDream.
Oh, nice.
Who looks better chewing? The Team Canada management or this camel? It's very picture related, but this camel's having itself a good chew. Or are you liking how Team Canada's management is up there chewing and not...
The chewing was funny, but the best part, honestly, was Steve Eisman's non-reaction to the game-winning goal. Yeah. He didn't blink. Yeah. Didn't even move. And someone actually, grabbed his shoulder, and he looked shocked. Oh, yeah, I guess we're okay.
Team Canada management, update Eisman's firmware.
Yep.
He's broken.
He doesn't have the excitement mod anymore. He's just staring blankly.
Sean K, at ST Sean K. Roberto would have had a shutout, right, guys?
Well, obviously. Come on. He would have had 3 goals.
Shutout and 2 assists.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I said goals. Don't undersell him.
Why said dream again? Do you have an Olympic hockey bet going with any Canucks players, such as at Eddie Lack? We already went into that.
He owes a jersey. He's supposed to be wearing Luongo's jersey. It's going to happen.
We were going to wear Sweden jerseys. Yep. We were good for it.
We would have. So I'm hoping, he has a picture out soon.
Brant at @DrChill49 asks if the Canucks should trade a core player to a contender for youth for next year and beyond. If so, who? We already kind of went over that. Do you think we...
Well, that's one of the things, though, quickly. If they are going to trade a Kessler, you want someone like a Sean Couturier back in return.
Yes.
Like, say the Flyers want a Kessler, Sean Couturier, awesome.
Sean Couturier and someone else.
Yeah. Do what you can do.
Yeah. Brant also asked us, should the Canucks rest injuries after the Olympics to get healthy and drop position to help draft? Should they tank?
That's one of the things, actually, on a side note, one of the things I like would be nice to NHL is if, they did drafts based on, how closely you miss the playoffs. So, guy coming ninth, first pick. So it encourages people to really go for it.
Yeah.
Instead of tanking. So, like, I don't care. If your team loses all the time, I don't care. Yeah. Like, find a way to get out of it. So, yep. I don't want to give you that first pick all the time, like Edmonton. So, like, say you just missed the playoffs. There's your first pick.
Yeah.
That would be awesome, like, right? Because then you'd be wanting to win all the time.
And, like, yeah. You know, pedal to the metal and everyone trying to... It's like how they changed the NFL several years ago, where the final week is all divisional matchups.
Yeah.
To stop a lot of resting players because so much is still on the line.
Exactly.
So, yeah. They, as far as I'm concerned, they fixed a pretty significant problem in that league when they did that.
Yeah. The NFL is really good, like you've always told me.
Well, now they're the extra adjusting. Point.
Yeah. They're getting rid of the extra point.
Get that shit out of there.
They're smart at taking things out. NHL is like, well, tradition. And they do the wrong things of, like, when they're talking about having the nets bigger. No, don't do that. But do things that, like, the fucking trapezoid rule. What the fuck is that garbage?
I know.
No one needs that. Yep. It's horse shit. So change some of the stuff like that. I'd be happy.
Alejante. To Alex Wolf at Alejante, why didn't you ever follow through and have your discussion about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I don't even think we have time now.
No, we'll have to do it next week.
We'll have to do it next week. Yeah. Because we get talking, there are ambush quizzes.
Yeah.
We get, you know, we get to talking, and when it comes to Quitter, sometimes there's an open-ended question like that,
yeah.
Where it's like, oh shit, like, we're not just going to have, oh, what was your favorite? Oh, this is my favorite, and then let it go.
Because you're going to be fizz flying
over
that.
We need to analyze this, much like we analyzed Steve Ewan's question about the wrestlers.
Dontell's the best, but anyways.
Leonardo, actually, but...
Well, no, he can build machines and stuff, but whatever. That's cool.
Yeah, Leonardo has the added weight and responsibility of being the leader and is still badass. Also, two swords.
Two swords.
He's like two chains, but with swords.
Yeah, two chains, a mediocre rapper. Congratulations.
How dare you! He had the song in Fast Six.
That's true.
A couple extra ones, like ST Sean K, Glenn Healy, question mark. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Would St. Louis and PK help? Ask Dr. Chill 49.
PK for sure.
I like Subban a lot. I think he should be in there playing regularly.
Yeah, like I don't St. Louis. Like I don't like. Like Duchesne's got this just as much speed, so like I don't feel that's as big of a loss to the lineup. Like I think he could be useful for sure, but I think Subban for sure is someone that should be in there. So
yeah. A couple more here.
Okay. Salting crackers.
How bad has Kunitz... Shut up. How... Elon Nublar. How bad has Kunitz been at Sochi?
He's been average, but we're expecting, like, superheroes out of
this. Yeah, you're not... I'm sorry. Average isn't going to cut it. This is the best in the country.
And at points, like, they played with Crosby, like, pretty hardcore for his game and a half, and he's on the power play with him, and he wasn't doing much. So, I want to see Tavares at Crosby at times. So, it's just, yeah, Kunitz... It's that Rob Zammer thing where, like... He's probably a fourth liner, but they have, like, if you have St. Louis, you know, scratching instead of him, like, I don't see Kunitz out there shutting someone down, like, you know, Saki, like, so I don't...
What's he adding to?
Yeah.
He's a subtraction. He's not adding anything.
Yeah.
Not like Giroux would.
Oh, Claude Giroux.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Ryan Beach, at Ryan Beach, had a little comment here. I had a tweet that happened before the results. I said, let it be known before the Jurassic Park quiz results, I wish my answer for question one to be changed to Elon Nublar. You would not let me.
Nope.
Ryan Beach asked, someone asked a JP question? I said, Wyatt ambushed me with a 20-question quiz. I wish to change an answer before the results. Wyatt wouldn't let me. So it's documented on Twitter. You ass.
Can't change. You locked it in. You locked it in.
Alejante. How high does the sycamore grow?
This is like one of those like questions that have something that I don't know.
Is that from Pocahontas?
Is it?
Is that in that song, "The Colors of the Wind" from Pocahontas?
You probably
how high does the whatever grow?
If it's song stuff, I know nothing about it, so it's.
Oh yeah, because how many we got? What does the fox say?
Yeah,
several weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Before knowing that it was. Like so.
I don't quite know.
Oh, also, we got a question. I think it was last week, and I didn't realize there's a third Fraud Lady commercial.
Oh, there's more of them.
There's a new one.
Can she just quit?
It's one where, like, it's the pigs can fly one. Have you seen this one?
Oh, shit, yeah, I heard
it. Yeah, so someone asked us, hey, I just want to let you know that pigs can fly, and then hashtag investment fraud lady sucks. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she does. I don't know what the rest of that question is. And then while watching the Olympics, yes, she's invaded the Olympics, too.
I just hate her so much.
I know, I hate her so much, too. She's the worst. But yeah, she interrupts that guy's meeting.
Yeah.
You're stalking him now?
Yeah.
That's harassment.
She's getting bordering on creepy now. She's obsessed with him? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, she's throwing stuff at him at a hockey game.
Yep.
She took half of his body
for
that split screen commercial. Yep. That's something.
That's weird,
And then she followed him to this investment meeting just to, like, to heckle the guy.
It's going to end in murder. Like, I don't know who's going to do what, but it's not going to end well. I don't like it.
It might be justified.
I'd give it to him. Like, leave him alone. Move on.
We hate her so much.
Why should
we
get involved?
I wonder if the actress is on Twitter.
Yeah, can you imagine finding her down? You're terrible.
We hate you. Let's see. A couple more here. The Dog 13, Lance Uppercut. Who's hotter, Tessa Virtue or Justine Dupont?
Oh, yikes. Test of virtue.
Same.
Yeah.
Test of virtue.
I'd dance with her any day.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
I would take her out for a nice seafood dinner, and then I would call her the next day.
Exactly. We're classy gentlemen.
That's right.
I would hug her on a first date.
Ian Underell, Ian underscore Ian 11, when you asked for questions, what if I don't want to? That's my actual question. So what if he doesn't want to send us a question for the podcast?
He's certainly not going to ever be a show favorite, that's for sure.
That's right.
You're out of the running now.
And as we determined before, that's an official list that we keep.
Yeah, that's in my wallet. That laminated. Means a lot. Bullshit. He's off.
All right.
He was up for it too. Like, what a fool.
You were so close to the finish line, Ian, yeah. And you just ruined
it
all.
You threw it away. Might help with Pagani, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Pagani just jumped up. Yeah. She's awesome, though. She might interact with us most. She's great.
One of our best listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the sense that, you know, like I said, we honestly appreciate everyone who talks to us. It's really fun. Like,
yeah.
She really helps encourage the back and forth, so it makes it fun.
And ask questions for John, too. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for Quitter. We're about to shut things down. Wyatt, do you have anything else to say on our way out the door here?
Saltine crackers. He was eating saltine crackers. Are you going to watch
yes,
the scene tonight?
I am. I absolutely am. It's the first. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch True Detective on my iPad for my hour and a half journey home. And then I'm going to watch that scene. You know what? Yeah, here's my final word. He ate saltine crackers as the helicopter descended onto Ila Nublar.
He said sorta. Sorta.
I did, and then I realized, no, that's wrong.
You locked it in.
The correct answer is Ila Nublar, and that was the correct answer.
It's like you had handed in your test, and the teacher was just like, all right, hold on for the bell to ring, and you ran up and said, oh, can I change one of my answers? Like, we don't know what you did in those few minutes. Like, I don't know if you were sneaking a look at your iPad. I don't know.
And never.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, I know you wouldn't, but just for my theory to work, I just don't know what happened, so...
Will we ever have a quiz without shrouded in controversy? I don't know, but we got another week to determine it and figure it out. Episode 47 from EJ Bowman, Wyatt Arthur Stanchion. We out.
We out.